Time to Take a Break with Gene and Mary. Every weekday at noon Eastern Time, join us as we talk about what's on our minds. Email us at contactgeneandmary@gmail.com or interact with us on Facebook for your chance to win a pork chop participation prize every week.
Warning, side effects may include jocularity, increased knowledge, and a great way to spend 15 minutes. Hi, Gene.
Hey, Mary. Hey, how you doing?
I am good. Today is February 15th. We've had a busy weekend, haven't we?
Oh, my goodness, yes.
A lot of stuff. You know, Valentine's Day, my husband's birthday.
Yeah.
A lot of other things throughout the county going on. But,
my goodness. Birthdays and love all weekend.
Yes, yes. I have a word of the day for you.
Excellent. That's what I was going to ask about.
Apartheid.
Apartheid. Okay, I've heard of it.
In South America, apartheid is a policy or system of segregation or discrimination simply on the grounds of race. Boo, boo, boo.
Well, true. Now, one thing I'll say that when you made that statement, I believe you meant to say South Africa.
I said South America, didn't I?
And that's perfectly, they're both South, you know, down there.
South Africa, you're correct.
Now that you say that, that's exactly, it's legalized, institutionalized racial segregation.
Yes.
Basically.
But you know, there's another use for the word apartheid.
Uh-huh.
It's just as equally inappropriate. It's segregation on grounds other than race.
Oh.
Like gender apartheid.
Really?
Mm-hmm. But
interesting.
Like to,
interesting. Yeah. It's the actual system. It's not necessarily dependent on what it's referring to.
Right. It's a separation based on anything. You know, you're the wrong color. You're the wrong gender. You're the wrong age.
I wonder if that's what the Spartans were doing when they lived separately, all the men and women, if that would be considered.
Possibly. I don't know.
Well, so in you said South Africa.
South Africa. But I'd like to move on to something a little more pleasant.
Well, I was thinking South Africa, apartheid, and a name comes up in my mind.
Well, let's hang on for that for a second.
Okay.
Because today's bubblegum day.
That's awesome.
It's also shower with a friend day.
Uh-huh.
And
big shower.
It's Wear Red Day. Now, you know what the Wear Red is for.
Well, you didn't go home after the party last night? Oh, wait.
Your walk of shame. No, well, because yesterday was Valentine's Day, and Valentine's is related to the heart.
Uh-huh.
But Wear Red has to do with heart health.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm eager. The March issue, you know, we're working on getting that together. And
Unique Magazine.
Yes, Be Unique Magazine. I forget that everybody doesn't read my mind. Thank you for filling that in. March issue, or the issue 19 of Be Unique Magazine, Jeannie Cole, one of our writers, has written her third article in a series, and it's about be kind to your sweetheart. Not your sweetheart, but your sweetheart. And it's about heart health, and it's a very interesting article to read. So that's something for you to look forward to.
Yes. I have not gotten through that yet. There's so much. The Be Unique Magazine is just so chock full of stuff. It takes me until the next one comes out sometimes to finish it.
And this one hasn't even come out yet. So
no.
It's kind of fun. That's the thing I love most about being the editor is I get a preview of everything that's happening.
Nice.
It's also Weather Person's Day, and it's World Nutella Day.
Nutella. Do you like Nutella?
I do and I don't.
Yeah.
I don't like the texture. I like the flavor. But yeah. I don't know. It's too creamy for me.
Yeah. I don't know what it is. I just never, the sweetness.
Oh, it's very sweet. Yeah.
You know.
Well, it's made with hazelnuts and chocolate and sugar.
All sweet.
Yeah.
But you know, I think it's one of those things that I haven't met many people that really that are kind of in between. They really, you know, either like it or don't like it most of the time.
Have you ever had a Fluffernutter?
Oh my, I've heard of it, but I don't know that I have.
I never heard of it until my son married a woman from Washington State. I think that's where she's from. But they were living in Maryland at the time because he was in the Navy. And she mentioned something about fluffernutter. I'm like, what in the world is that? She said, it's a sandwich. You take peanut butter and marshmallow fluff, the marshmallow in a jar.
Oh, my.
And you put them between two slices of bread and go to town. She said, but your son likes it with bananas in it. I'm like, okay, well, he's making it a healthier sandwich.
That would make it healthier.
Today is also gumdrop day.
Now, I love gumdrop.
I like in small doses. I love the orange ones. They remind me of those orange slices that my grandma used to have.
Yeah, which are good.
Yeah. It's Wisconsin Day. My dad was from Wisconsin. A lot of my cousins live up there. It's
I was going to say, the only thing I know about Wisconsin is that once when I was a teenager, I won a radio show contest because I knew what their college football mascot was, the Wolverines.
Oh, wow.
So I won a free pizza.
Not the Badgers?
Or maybe it was the Badgers. Who were the Wolverines? Uh-huh. They're the Michigan ones.
I think Michigan and Wolverines.
Okay. Sorry, Wisconsin. Sorry, Michigan.
And I'll tell you a little trivia thing about Wisconsin. It is home to the Hodag.
Really?
Now, the Hodag is a mythical creature. Maybe I should have, I'm going to make a note. I'm going to have Barb do a thing on the Hodag. And we'll do a show on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll come back one day and talk about that.
Yeah.
Probably in about 3 years, because I've got so many topics for her to go over.
Is it anything like Bigfoot?
Yeah.
But not, I love that.
It's a quadruped, not a bipedal, a bipedal person. It's also Singles Awareness Day. Now, you know what I thought of when I saw that? And I am going to apologize right now to my vegan friends, including you. I thought of Kraft Singles, the cheese slices. I'm like, why would you have a day dedicated to Kraft cheese singles?
Well, they are kind of remarkable, you know. That's pretty funny.
I never liked that cheese.
Well, you know, honestly, I don't know that a vegan would have a problem with it because it's just vegetable oil. I don't think it's even real cheese.
I think that may be why I never liked it. what do you call it? Velveeta. I don't know if it's made with, I think they may have a little drop of milk in it or something like that.
Yeah, I don't know. That's pretty wild stuff.
But today, February 15th, there are two things that I definitely want to talk about still.
Okay.
It is Be Unique's Creative Circle Day. In a few minutes, my house is going to be filled with creative people just going crazy. And we're going to have so much fun. I'll share some of my diet compliant cookies with them and probably they'll spit it out.
No.
Well, they've got a bit of a bite to them.
Well, you know,
there's cayenne pepper in them. More for me. I was going to say,
just maybe give them a heads up, you know.
Yeah. Oh, I will definitely give them a heads up. I always do. But because I cook like the Swedish cook and have absolutely, I created this cookie recipe on my own and I use the dump method. I don't measure anything. So the cookies are always different.
An adventure.
You know, I may talk about that one day, but today is not the day. But the reason, last one I really wanted to talk about was it's President's Day.
President's Day, yes.
And, you know, in the United States, we used to have a separate day for George Washington, Abraham Lincoln. I don't think we ever had one for anybody other than those two. I don't remember. But at some point in the 20th century, they decided that we needed to honor all of our presidents at the same time.
Well, I mean, think about it. When we were little, we had, you know, what, two-thirds as many presidents.
Yeah, we've had quite a few since we gotten older.
So they started getting so many presidents, they probably
had to combine them.
Yeah, spending all their time off, need to be working.
But, you know, and I will say this, we don't like to talk about politics here at Be Unique, especially on the Take a Break show. It's too heavy.
Yeah.
There have been some presidents in the United States that I have admired. Most of them were long dead before I was born. But there's one president who's no longer living, but he just made me aware of things that I never thought about. You want to take a guess who that is based on our word of the day?
Well, I'm thinking President... word of the day, awareness, maybe Nelson Mandela.
Yes.
It comes to mind with that.
He was a South African anti-apartheid revolutionary. Mm-hmm. He was a political leader and a philanthropist. And he did serve as a duly elected president of South Africa from 1994 to 1999. He was that country's first black head of state. And the election was a fully representative democratic election, apparently. He focused on dismantling apartheid by tackling racism. And he fought very hard to foster racial reconciliation. But I bet you know more about him than I do, because you're a bit of a historian.
Well, when
you know stuff.
Well, when you were describing that, what's interesting is the way that it worked in South Africa was he and a partner from college started the first and only black owned law business, and they used their law business to help people that were being discriminated based on their race, even though it wasn't legally, technically, quote unquote, their race doing it.
Wow.
But what they did is, in order to keep them, they couldn't keep them from practicing law because they were legal, but they made other laws that made them essentially not be allowed in that area. And they made their offices locate to an area where there were no customers. The people they were helping weren't there and they couldn't get to each other. So that's the way the apartheid system works. And what you had said earlier, based on things that aren't necessarily just race, but the legally separating things.
That's crazy.
Yeah, pretty wild. He was a revolutionary and always was under suspition. They were watching him all the time, and he spent a lot of his time in disguise.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, when he was finally arrested, he was actually dressed as a chauffeur.
I did not know that. The things you learn on Take a Break.
Oh my goodness. Well, he had to be kind of careful, because in apartheid South Africa, if you were a person that was not supposed to be in that physical location, you were a criminal. You had to have papers proving
to be
in that physical location. And that's how they were able to control the different movements of different ideas around the country. So what he had persevered, he had a following, everyone, even from prison, 25, 30 years or so he spent in prison. He had a following. He still helped people be energized about the ideas of changing their ways. 50 honorary degrees from universities around the world.
I knew he had a lot. I didn't know he had 50. Wow. Yeah.
There was a movie that was kind of famous in the U.S. Years back called Malcolm X.
I remember that.
About trying to bring racial issues to light. And he did a cameo appearance in that.
Interesting.
Yeah. So I, very, very powerful individual. I guess the word I'm looking for is admired and followed. Yeah.
Oh, that's why I said
so many people.
That's why I said what I did. You know, I admire a lot of American presidents, but I really felt a sort of kinship. I don't know how or why. And I know some people might think that's impossible, but I just felt a spiritual relationship with Nelson Mandela as soon as I first heard about him.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, definitely, it's about the human spirit.
Well, he's about passivity and peacefulness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very much. You know, it's interesting too that he was the leader of a lot of different things. People really looked up to his whole ideas, and they applied them in all different facets of their life and world.
Yes.
So, well, I'm glad we had a chance to talk about him today.
Yeah,
I always enjoy learning new stuff, especially
He's a lot more interesting than World Nutella Day and Fluffernutter Day.
Well, I think so. And I hope our listeners think so. Hey, listeners, we're really happy you chose to take a break with us today. Hopefully you'll come back again tomorrow and check us out online. You can visit us at beunique.org. You get details about all of our shows. Check us out on Facebook.
That's BUNEKE.org.
Bye.
Bye, everybody.